This is In Our Own Voices, amplifying Tucson's LGBTQ plus communities.
Hi, this is Aaron Russ. I'm a producer for In Our Own Voices, amplifying the LGBTQ plus community. Today I'm being joined by T.C. Tolbert, Tucson's Poet Laureate. T.C., as a poet and as a writer, why is it important for you for people to tell their own story?
Hey, Aaron, it's good to see you. Thanks for having me. I think it's important for a couple of different reasons to tell our stories. One, you know, when I'm telling my story, it helps me to make sense of my life and to understand the many different experiences that I've had. You know, to put them in a story together helps me to make sense of them. A lot of times individual experiences can feel overwhelming, whether that be positive or negative. And when I talk them through, I find my ability to integrate them. So personally, telling my story is useful for making meaning. And I think that's true for others. I see that happen with students and fellow poets. And then I also think when we tell our stories and other people are able to hear us, right, hear those stories, that we can form points of connection and resonance. And I think it also allows people to see the many possibilities for living. I think the more examples we see of big, beautiful, daring, courageous lives, it gives us the opportunity to live those too. So I love listening to other people's stories because it reminds me the world and my heart and the possibility in being alive is enormous.
For me, my favorite stories are epics with heroes. Do you think that each individual's story can actually come across that way?
Do I think everyone can be a hero?
Yes.
I do. I mean, I think we're, you know, we're all inherently complex and probably complicated people with the ability to be heroes and villains and maybe even fools sometimes. I tend to believe that we're heroic at heart.
So what are some of the keys to being able to tell my personal story?
That's a great question. Well, I think one of the keys to telling one's personal story is honesty, a willingness to look and experience in the face. A friend of mine told me a long time ago, you know, your feelings can't actually pick you up, take you outside, and throw you on the ground and kick you. And that was a real revelation for me, I have to admit. And that, just knowing that I can sit with that discomfort, the honest reflection, and face it, right? And turn it into a story has made telling my story, writing my poems, so much more possible than I ever realized. So I think honesty, and I think vulnerability, which probably goes hand in hand with honesty.
A friend of mine is an author that said that no tears in the author, no tears in the audience.
Yep.
Do you think stories true. Help to create empathy with the audience?
Oh, absolutely. I do think it's an opportunity to create that empathy, to allow people to expand their understanding of each other's joy and each other's suffering.
Well, thank you very much, T.C., for joining me. This has been In Our Own Voices, amplifying the LGBT community on 91.3 KXCI, Tucson's community radio station.
Thank you.
You've been listening to In Our Own Voices, amplifying Tucson's LGBTQ plus communities. To hear more, visit kxci.org.